it's a blessing in living right. I've been made right with God. Say, I've been made right with God. I don't care how I feel. I don't care what somebody said. I don't care what kind of experience I had. I received Jesus and made him Lord of my life. I'm right with God. And nothing can change that. God did it. I received it. I believe it. And I hold fast to it. I won't let nobody take it from me. Unbelief won't do it. Doubt won't do it. Lying preacher won't do it. And nobody else will do it. Because I see it in the Word. I've been made right with God. Say it again. Say this. There's nothing between God and me. Isn't that good? Think about it. So nothing moved me. If something tried to mess with me, God shows up. What you want, son?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he's so good. Listen, he's so good when you mess up, he'll gently tell you, look, you missed it. All you got to do is be meek and humble and say, okay, Lord, I was wrong. Forgive me. And he'll never say another word about it. Do you know, do you see what you have?
Yes, sir.
And you know what? Everybody's not going to teach you like this.
All right.
I promise you they won't. Some people got something up their sleeve. Maneuver you in a position to take the advantage of you for their own personal gain. They don't care a thing in the world about you. But I'm going to give what I know, what the Word says. I don't know everything. But I'm going to do my part. Blessed are who? The merciful. For they shall do what? Obtain mercy. If you're merciful, you obtain mercy. In Psalm 145 and verse 8 and 9 talks about God's mercy, tender mercy over all his works. How much of his works? God is good to all. That's what it said. And his tender mercy over all his works. So blessed, I'm blessed because. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm blessed because I'm merciful.
Amen.
When I have a right to cut you off, but I show you mercy. God had a right to cut us off, but he showed us mercy. So if he showed me mercy, why can't I show you mercy? Remember the story of the man that owed to his master so much money? And his fellow servant owed him $20. He grabbed him around the throat, paid me, and had the man thrown in jail. He should have, anybody has received that much mercy, he shouldn't have said nothing about that $20. His old greedy self. He shouldn't have said a word about that $20. That's all right, man. Just forget you owed me the $20. No, he went out and found him. Didn't wait till the man come across, you know, come in his view. He went and found him. I'm a merciful person.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, I expect and I can and I do obtain mercy from God and from other peoples too. Blessed are the pure in heart. They shall see God. So when Jesus came into my heart, he didn't give me a mixed heart. He didn't do it. My heart was pure. And this is why he said this is why he says in Proverbs 4:23, keep thine heart with all diligence. Why? Well, out of this flow, this your life. Don't put that junk in your heart. Somebody do something and say Satan will say, you get mad at him. Hate him. You say, shut up. I ain't taking your lie. Love abide in me, and I'm gonna walk in love toward that person. I don't care what they said. But we get all, I ain't going to get away with that. Just shut up. And say, Lord, be merciful to them. Can you imagine Stevenson being what, stoned? What did he say while they were stoning him? What did he say? What? Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. There was somebody that didn't have any mercy. They've been cussing and fussing. You low down, you all that. But he said, Lord, forgive them. And you know what Jesus did? He stood up and gave him an ovation. Stood up. I see the Lord standing at the right hand of the Father. Here's what the Lord said. I'm going to inject this. He said, he told me, and I see it in my spirit. You can get a people that agree with you and stop fussing, fighting among themselves. Stop having the issue behind the scene. You know what I mean? You hear something, we say something here, and you go back and discuss what. I don't think he is. He ought not been saying it. He ought not. You can get a people that agree with me and say, I don't fully understand it, but Lord, you show me what I need to do and how I need to respond to this. I never heard anything like this. I don't know. I know there are peoples out there will say things to manipulate you. But I can tell you this, but you can check with the Lord. I never do anything to manipulate you to get you to do something in my favor. So check in with the Lord. He knows best. I'm telling you what's in my heart. If I happened to do something like that, I was totally ignorant of that. I was doing that. That was never my plan. And so when you find a group of people that we can come together with no mixed emotion, no hidden agenda, no scheming, trying to get your little stuff over, we just come and say, God, here we are. We hear the leaders. Help the leader tell us the truth, because you placed them there. And if you wanted me to be the leader, you had me there. Are y'all hearing me? Are you hearing? So stop your little backroom preaching. What you think ought to be done, and say, Lord, what you want done? For I walk in this pulpit, Lord, what is the message? Before I get to, when I walk in the office, what is the message for the peoples tonight? I don't want to get up there and say to them what I think, what I feel, and what's said, and react to something being said towards me, about me. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? I didn't come for that. That ain't about what. It's not about me to, for me and you, for you to discuss. For me to be discussed is for me to tell you what thus says the Lord. Amen. I knew he was going to do it, but anyway. I knew it was going to happen. But I'm going to do my best to get through this.